上。
Man, I haven't heard that theme song. Woo! Accountability is so important. I haven't heard that theme song probably since October, and I've been a piss-a-shunt because I haven't recorded any other episodes, but I've been doing other things in life. What exactly? I don't know, but it's happening and time was elapsing, so there you go. Welcome to another episode of Cut the Foreplay. My name is Nadia Favor, my host for this and every other episode until the internet goes away. Ow. Can you tell that I didn't spend the last umpteen months going for singing lessons? Because seasons come and go, but this has stayed the same. So it is Valentine's, Galentine's, the day of love, the day of depression, the day of chronic masturbation, the day of penetration, scissoring, arguing, roses, crying over not getting roses, crying over not scissoring. I can only relate to one of those. However it is that you spend Valentine's Day, I want this episode to serve as a non-pussy whipped glasses for you, if that makes sense. A lot of people look at love and they're like, it's everything I could ever want, or it's absolutely terrible, or it's up, 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 up. Nobody's ever tepid about love. Nobody's ever neutral about love. And so I thought we would cover both ends of the spectrum, the full dichotomy. So this episode is about the negative things about love, and in the next episode of the special, we're going to cover all the sweetness, all the headiness, all the wonders, and the newness of falling for somebody. I don't know how I'm going to accomplish that, but let's fucking go! The natural thing for me to do is start with something that's always on my mind. Pussy. Every now and then, a new vagina beauty trend seems to crop up, from steaming your lady bits like Gwyneth Paltrow to detoxing it with herbs. Here's the thing about Gwyneth Paltrow is I can't tell if she's sexy or not. She's got long legs. She's got like big sad eyes. I'm into it. I don't really like blondes, but like she made a vagina scented candle, specifically a candle that smells like her vagina. I love a narcissist, yet my body almost feels nothing towards her. But do not be fooled by claims that you can rejuvenate your vagina or make it quote-unquote tighter thanks to bizarre products. I'm going to jump into these products because people are always yearning to have the tightest little hole. Pussy tighter than a student budget. And the vagina is a natural organ that expands and contracts, and depending on where you are in life. So let's dive into it. Let's dive into your pussy today. Alcohol-infused sanitary products first emerged in Helsinki back in 1999 with teen Finnish girls hoping to get tipsy without their parents smelling the booze on their breath. But there are some real dangers involved in this risky behavior. In short, you could do some serious damage to your downstairs. Because alcohol is an antiseptic and disturbing the balance of the good bacteria inside your vagingo, in this way it can increase the risk of infection, such as bacterial vaginosis or thrush. Thrush is one of those onomatopoeic words. Onomatopoeic. You know what I'm talking about. Thrush. It legitimately sounds like a wave of chunky yeast crashing onto your labia from your insides. Just like a chunk of cottage cheese splat on the floor as you walk. I mean, this should go without saying, if you soak your fucking tampon in vodka and put it up your hoo-ha, yes, you're gonna get wasties. But also, it's gonna burn excessively. Now, the reason that I bring this up as something centered around love is that a lot of people want to lose weight, you know, before Valentine's Day or before their wedding or before anything where they see their significant other. And I'm like, this is truly not the way to do it. If you want to lose weight because it's going to make you feel joyful and it's healthy, go for it. But honestly, everybody loves a little cushion for the pushing, including me. I like my ladies like I like my oatmeal. Thick with two C's and dairy free. Speaking of burning, Just hear me out. One time I was doing dirty things with another human being, and they were like, my genitals are burning, and I immediately was like, what on earth is happening here? This human being has brought something terrible into my house. The Voldemort of crotches. And it wasn't. That's not what happened. They were like, did you eat something spicy? And I said, I am half Indian. Of course I ate something fucking spicy for dinner. And turns out my mouth was just full of masala and chilies and hot sauce and So then when my mouth touched certain areas of their body, they were absolutely on fire. But I'm a trooper and I love to put my back into this. So much like a Safaricom bundle, everybody was finished earlier than it should have. I like to use this podcast as a way to boast about my sexual accomplishments. I'm like, hey, I'm a good lover. You want to join? Are you making eye contact with me? Also, sorry for saying that, Safaricom. If you want to be my sponsor next season, I'm not upset at all. Love you, bye. Detoxing pearls. And that's not an old white woman detoxing, I'll tell you that. Last year, a vagina potpourri trend emerged with women using tea bag-like balls to detox their wombs. Come on, tea bag-like balls to detox their wombs. The Lord is testing me on this V-Day. All in one sentence? God damn. According to an online shop that sells balls. I love this. I love my job. An online shop that sells balls, vagina pearls contain ancient herbs that are great for cleansing your uterus. But you can't be convinced by these claims because health experts say vaginas simply don't need detoxing. I don't even need to go through this article to tell you that it's a self-cleansing organ. You shouldn't even use perfume products, soap, gels, antiseptics, or vaginal douches because they can affect your pH. H balance. What does pH stand for? I don't know, but I know it's true. pH. Pretty huge. If you're looking to make your hoo-ha, honey pot, snatch, gravy dish, folded pancake, little taco shell, your Rolex. No, but vagina looks like a Rolex. That's more like an uncircumcised penis. Oh, I saw this meme the other day and it was like salami rolled up with cheese coming out of it. And I can just, you know what it said. I don't want to tell you again. So if you do want your nether regions to not smell like a dumpster fire, just go to a GP. They'll sort you right out. And you'll end up smelling like yourself. The point and the beautiful thing about vaginas is that they should smell like themselves. Trust me, it's lovely. Vaginal tightening wand, a product promising to tighten your intimate area, could prove very dangerous in DDO. Vaginal tightening wand, sometimes known as Japanese vagina sticks. Hey now. If I was a Japanese woman, that's what I would call my fingers. Whoop-ow! I could still just call my fingers vagina sticks, and that would be fine. I don't have to be Japanese. Claim to make women feel tight and wanted again in just half an hour. The phallic object, ooh, you have me there. The phallic object contains ancient herbs such as high-quality manjikani and pearl powder, which has been used by women in Asia, Arabia, Persia for generations. I can just say like India, Middle East, Iran, like they make it sound so exotic. You're telling me my Middle Eastern sisters and my Irani sisters and my Indian sisters are out there just putting fucking sticks in their hoo-has, hoping for it to be tighter. This is some bullshit. According to gynecologist Jean Gunter, who advised against using this product on her blog, the stick works by drying out the vagina and tightening the opening. Like just a crust? Practices that dry the vagina and are known to increase the transmission of sexually transmitted infections, never mind make sex painful for the woman. Listen, the straight women, this is who I'm addressing, sex is already boring enough for you guys with men that can't find your clit. Now you want to make it painful? Sis, you don't need a tighter hole. You're fucking some dude. Sorry to get graphic because I know this is a family show. Ew. But you're fucking some dude who's done in about 3.5 minutes and you're like, hey, how can I make this more enjoyable for him? Please. What you need to do is instead draw a map of your vagina, get it printed and laminated, and give it to him to put in his wallet, and then give him a bigger size one so he can put it up his artwork in his office so he can study that, or whatever it is that he spends most of his time. In the basement, playing Dungeons and Dragons at his mom's house with a stained t-shirt. That was oddly specific. I'm not dating this man, I swear. Okay, I don't know if I wrote this episode drunk because I don't remember writing this down or even researching it, but here it is, wasp nest. It's oak galls, I think that's how you say it. They're balls of bark and excretions of wasps. That's disgusting! So people take the wasp, I'm going to tell you in my professional, you know, very scientific way, whatever wasp poop that they find on trees, they take it. Ew! This makes the tree secrete acids, which create a ball with a hole where the baby wasps fly out of. I'm gonna Topeka for sure. Their selling point is that it can help tighten and clean the vagina, and they can also be eaten for women's health and well-being. This is not true. You will get an STI, you will get an infection. It's crazy, people's obsession with having a clean and tight vagina. Vaginas are meant to be different. There's this episode on, I think it was the Tyra show, where this woman had a rare disease where the smell of her vagina would like encompass the entire room within like 15 minutes of being in it. That is an actual issue that she's getting treated for. But if your vagina, spoiler alert, smells like a vagina, then you're okay, honey. Also, I know I did a fetish episode a long time ago, but I would like to add this as one, because if you're into scat play but with insects, baby. Ooh-wee. Please DM me. I would like to talk to you. That is wild. I'm a try anything once kind of gal, but I definitely have my limits, I'll tell you that. You're out there in a park and you hear some buzzing and you're like, oh yeah, oh yeah. That's how I get turned on. Oh yeah. I feel like this show has gotten dirtier. Is it just me? Did I leave for a couple of months and then come back horny? Here? That's very possible. People age and they get wrinkles and I'm out here getting gray hairs and just insatiable. Douching products coming at number 5, and it's our last one. Vaginal douching can increase your risk of contracting human papillomavirus, also known as HPV. Is what they call it at the doctor's lounge in the hospital that I work at, which can sometimes lead to cancer. Douching is the practice of squirting water or fluids into the vagina. I mean, it depends on what kind of fluids, in an attempt to rid unwanted odors, but the health implications could be very serious. Long story short, those are 5 things that you just don't put in your pee-pee hole or your vag hole. Or your poo-poo hole. Or your no-no hole. I didn't like that last one. Feel very gross for saying it. We dive into a lot of themes on this podcast, but the foundational one is that we enjoy symmetry. Since I said a lot of things about lady parts, I'm gonna jump right into some phallic-shaped objects, an eggplant, a schlong, a ding-dong, as my mom calls it. A 15-year-old boy who inserted a knotted USB. First of all, please, let's acknowledge that it's usba in the Arab community. So a 15-year-old boy inserted a knotted usba cable into his penis and ended up needing surgery after it got stuck inside him. I cannot even tell you what the fucking x-ray looks like because it's nasty. I've seen a picture of it after it being removed and it's, oh my god, it's making me feel lightheaded. It's so bloody. The unidentified teenager, of course he's unidentified. I would be embarrassed too if London told doctors he inserted the cable to measure the length of his penis. But his experiment went wrong when the already knotted cable got stuck in both ends of the USB left hanging out of his
I need to lay down. I'm proper feeling faint. Oh.
Oh. No, 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 no. How did he put it in there? The boy made several attempts to remove it by himself, but it resulted in him urinating a large amount of blood. Promptly, his family had to take him to the ER. Hospital staff also failed to pull out the cable after using special tools. No, this is too hard. I can't. No pun intended, this is very difficult. Hospital staff also failed to pull out the cable using special tools due to position of the knot. A knot in his dick. Aww. People get knots in their backs. Knot in their penis. Aww. Doctors detailed in the Journal of Urology case reports, the boy was urgently transferred to a nearby hospital in London for further treatment. No. In an effort to remove the cable, surgeons had to cut lengthways in an area between his genitals and his anus. Medics managed to extract the knot through the incision and then cut it from the rest of the cable. No, this is really tough. I'm gonna proper Topeka. The remaining of the fucking cable had to be pulled out from the tip of his penis. If you have a penis, or if you've ever seen one, visualize it in your mind and think about something getting pulled out of there. If there are any curious humans that have dicks that listen to this podcast, if you are a teenager, oh, first of all, I don't know if this is inappropriate. At least if you're 18, that's kosher. If you're younger than 18, I hope your parents perhaps listen to these episodes before they let you listen to them. Unless you're those kids from Euphoria, then welcome, because you've done more than I have in life. But if you are, you know, curious about the size of your penis, might I suggest an age-old classic instrument called a measuring tape? I would like to apologize that most of that story was me gagging and to gently remind you that it's not a reflection of most of my sexual experiences. If you are not traumatized enough and would like to re-listen to that episode or binge on the rest, all you gotta do is look up Cut the Foreplay or Capital FM wherever you choose to listen to your podcasts. Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Google Podcasts, CastBox, or you could hire me and I could come and whisper it directly into your ear. See you next Wednesday at 10:30 p.m. for another episode here on 98.4 Capital FM.